Morning sickness is commonly experienced by women during pregnancy, but a severe form of morning sickness, known as hyperemesis gravidarum, affects a small number of women. It is a debilitating form of nausea and vomiting, which can lead to weight loss, dehydration and hospitalisation. New research carried out by TU Dublin suggests improvements on how the condition should be treated. Our reporter Sharon Lynch has been speaking to those involved in the research and to women who have experienced severe morning sickness while pregnant.
A glass of water is something Keelan Appleby couldn't even keep down at times while suffering from hyperemesis gravidarum. She says during her second pregnancy, it left her so dehydrated that she was admitted to hospital. But Keelan feels her symptoms weren't taken seriously at that time.
So from about 5 or 6 weeks pregnant until I started on a different medication at around 10 or 11 weeks, and then I still needed recovery time because it doesn't happen instantly. So overall, I was off work for about 2 months. And then when I went back to work, I was only able to work part time. I went to my GP and I had said, look, you know, we've tried four different medications or three different medications, however many it was at that stage, and they're still not working. I'm still not functioning. I'm still not eating or drinking. And I've lost, you know, 6 or 7 kilos. And she referred me in to the emergency unit for dehydration and is there anything else they could do, because they can give intramuscular injections and stuff that the GP can't do. And unfortunately, the way I was assessed in emergency was that they told me I wasn't dehydrated enough to need any more help, and I also wasn't pregnant. So that was a very that was a difficult experience. Yeah. And it, actually, I did complain about that and did get a bit of an answer from the hospital, which was good. It's hard to describe how draining it is and how just awful it is to be that sick all day, every day. Like, the only relief you get is when you are unconscious. And to go in, you know, that's, and it's unfortunately still, you know, a common theme to not be believed, to for women to hear, well, everybody is a bit sick when they're pregnant, or, you know, just have some crackers. And you're thinking, well, I would love to be able to eat crackers. I would love to be able to eat anything.
TU Dublin has just published new research on the personal experiences of women affected by severe morning sickness, the first of its kind in Ireland. Dr. Eileen O'Brien is assistant lecturer in dietetics at the university.
So what we did is we took, as I said, 11 women who had either, you know, they were pregnant and they had hyperemesis at the time, or they had had recent, you know, hyperemesis and they had a small baby. Some women said that, you know, in order to just get through day to day, they needed to take a step back. So there was two sides of it. It caused isolation, but it was also nearly a coping strategy for some women as well. And other women really talked about how they felt robbed of the expectation of the pregnancy that they expected to have. They really felt that that was completely robbed from them. They ended up with their head down the toilet, you know, not being able to enjoy the pregnancy at all. So what the women came and said to us as part of these interviews was that there seemed to be, among healthcare professionals, and that was, you know, in the community, you know, with their GPs, some pharmacists, some doctors they met in the hospital, that there was a sort of maybe a lack of understanding about the, you know, the true difficulties of the condition, and that maybe they didn't have the insight that the woman felt was needed to really treat her in the most holistic way possible. They also mentioned around that some healthcare professionals they came across may have had a fear of some of the medications. Women said that, you know, they might have been prescribed medications, but then they might go to, you know, the pharmacy to pick up the medications, and there may have been kind of a discussion around whether, you know, the safety of that medication. And so that really was a barrier to them being treated, to feeling like that they were able to take a medication that was, you know, safe for them. So that was what some of the women came back to us and said in this study. You know, it was really challenging in terms of the financial aspect of, you know, the medications for hyperemesis. So it has been some changes in terms of how, you know, those first line medications are managed and the cost of it. But there are still some women who are caught in a difficult situation that will still need to be paying those huge amounts just to be able to, you know, to stay on top of the nausea and vomiting.
Caraban is the first line of treatment for hyperemesis gravidarum, but access is limited due to the high cost. Suzanne Murphy needed the drug during her two pregnancies.
I did try and work it out, but it was definitely in the thousands anyway, because I would have been on other medications as well. But certainly I think I did a rough estimate for between the maybe the two pregnancies, and it was in around €3,000, which is a huge amount, you know, on top of, you know, missing work and other kind of financial issues. I think it should be available to everybody, no matter what their financial status is. So it should be available on medical card, and it should be available on the drug payment scheme for those without a medical card. And I don't understand why it's not. I mean, Viagra is available free of charge, yet Caravan isn't.
My name is Dr. Aoife Ní Hé, and I'm a GP working in Trinity Medical in Coolock Primary Care Centre. It is sort of reimbursed. So at the moment, if you're prescribed Caravan and you want it reimbursed, you have to go to a consultant and they have to fill out a form. And once that's done, the PCRS, which is the primary care reimbursement, will reimburse the woman. The issues with it, obviously, though, is there's several barriers. You need to be a consultant. So the women have to go to hospital, which obviously places huge burden on them. The hospitals are all overrun, as we know. So then women have to either get a private access to a consultant and the out-of-pocket that goes with that. Or we're hearing of women who are still travelling to Spain and other countries in order to get it. As I said, there is precedence for GP prescribing it. So GPs do prescribe it. HG hyperemesis kicks in at 6 to 12 weeks. So unfortunately, by the time you see your consultant at 12 weeks, you've already been paying for it out-of-pocket with your GP, and the PCRS will not backdate it. I mean, it was October 2022 when the government announced that there would be a change. Those women are now having their babies, so they haven't been looked after. And again, it shouldn't be cost, should not be barrier to care.
That was Dr. Aoife Ní Hé ending that report from Sharon Lynch.